I have had just the goofiest smile planted on my face all day today because I've been so excited about how this show is going to go.
Uh-oh. Because when you're excited about the way the show is going to go, it's generally at my expense.
Yes. And that is exactly what is going to happen on the show.
I got to go. Well, can I kick it off then? Yeah,
can we postpone your joy just a little bit longer? And yes, what do you got?
There's a new Phoenix song.
Oh, yeah.
When was the last time we had a new Phoenix song?
It's been too long.
May of 2009 was the last record, so it's just about four years. I wasn't even born yet. So we remember Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix. And so there's a new record, and I've only heard this one song, and I loved it. The name of the song is called Entertainment. The album's called Bankrupt. Have you heard this yet?
I haven't. I'm very excited.
Here we go.
Wow, those guys know how to do a pop song. That is great.
Yeah, I don't think you could use more compression. I don't want to get technical here, but that record was so incredibly compressed, and meaning that every thing in the song was about of equal volume.
Yeah, I'm not as sensitive to mixes as you are. I don't quite have the ear for it, but I definitely could tell in that record. Yeah, everything was on 10.
Exactly.
But still, what a super catchy.
Did it remind you of something, by the way?
Remind me a little bit of a Telekinesis song, actually.
Oh, okay. It reminded me of this, David Bowie. That's
totally
China
that.
Girl, David Bowie from Younger, from Let's Dance. Speaking of David Bowie, there's a new single.
Just I know. Came out. I guess I would never have said that he was done making music, but yet it's a surprise that he's back now. It's been a decade. And
the song's called The Stars Are Out Tonight, another in a series of star songs for him.
Got a video for it. It's up on our website. Maybe we can talk a little more about it after we come out of the song.
Yeah, it's a great song.
What do you think?
I love it.
Yeah, I think he's been a little, you know, I love David Bowie. His music has been a little hit or miss for me in the last, I don't know, 25 years or so. Not that,
a long
I mean,
time,
10, 10, well, 10 of those years, he wasn't right. doing anything. But I like this, the two cuts I've heard so far on this record. And the video is really fascinating, too. It's really a short film and very beautifully done. It stars Tilda Swinton, the actress Tilda Swinton. It plays around a lot with identity, particularly Bowie's identity. There's a young woman in the video who looks sort of like Bowie, maybe 1974 or something like that. And then Tilda Swinton herself in the video, she's very androgynous and very interesting little film that they put together for it. Very nice.
Yeah, and of the record, Tony Visconti is a producer. The guy has done David Bowie records since Space Oddity in 69, mm-hmm. Told the BBC. He says, if people are looking for classic Bowie, they'll find it on this album. And if they're looking for innovative Bowie, new directions, they're going to find that on this album too. So I look forward to it. It's 14 tracks. The record is called The Next Day, and it comes out in the States March 12th, I think a handful of days earlier overseas. And you can see the video on our website. And look forward to more David Bowie.
Yeah, definitely.
And I'm waiting for the tour announcement. Would they please?
Well, I'd go see him if he comes through here with you, Bob.
Yeah.
You know, Bob, at the beginning of the show, you said that I told you I was very excited about what I had to bring to the table today.
That's where it
happens. And you said, well, it's usually at my expense, which is true, as is so much of the joy I find in my life. But this next band I want to play was actually one of your favorite discoveries at South by Southwest last year. Mwahaha.
Oh, I love them.
Mwahaha, the band Mwahaha.
Why is this at my expense?
It's not. That's
oh,
what
good.
I'm saying. See, it's not at your expense.
You're setting me up for something. No. Let's just see where this is going.
I'm not punking you.
Not yet.
This was one of your favorite discoveries. This is a group from Oakland, California, and they have been together super long. They had just put out, when you saw them last year, just self-released a record under their own name. And, you know, it didn't have any proper distribution or a very wide audience, but it got picked up by the Plug Research label, and they're giving it a proper release on March 26th. It'll have some new cuts. And I want to play the opening cut to the record. It's called Mwahaha, and the song is Swimmer. We'll Mwahaha swimmer from Mwahaha.
I like those guys.
Yeah, a lot of great textures, great grooves, sometimes very meditative. Do you remember what they were like live when you saw them?
What I remember about them was that it was hard to tell who was kind of doing what.
Mm-hmm.
It was just this wash of sound. I saw them at a little club, I think it was Club 606 in Austin last year, South by Southwest. And I just remember being so happy to be in that room with the sounds. It was a little prog rocky. It was a moments pop. And we heard all of that in those 17 songs in that one song.
Yeah, love this record. Meryl Garbus of Tune Yard. She appears on the record. She's on a song called Love. And the band is already working on a follow-up, which is great to hear.
Terrific. I'm going to play a group called Death Fix.
Oh, yeah, Death Fix.
Which their name is not exactly what you might expect when you hear them.
Like, it's not hardcore dark metal.
Yeah, it's not that. It has a little prog rock, progressive rock stuff in it. They are from Washington, D.C. Brendan Canty was with a band, Fugazi, who's a seminal Washington, D.C. band.
Back in the 80s.
Yep. There's another fellow in the band, his name Rich Morell, who has toured with Bob Mould. Mm-hmm. You know those folks?
Sure.
So Brendan and Rich met together touring with Bob. And they just did this record. I can't quite put my finger on it. There's a lot of sort of 70s pop in this record. I think of it as a head-turning record where I didn't expect that to happen. I didn't expect this to. And I like that. I like when records do that. The song from their new record, which you can hear online on our First Listen series, is called Better Than Bad. It's a self-titled album from Death Fix.
Better than bad.
that. That is, I don't know what I was expecting, but like you said, that the name really throws you.
Yeah, Death Fix is the band.
Or I think at Death Grips, of course, yes. Which is not anything like that.
Right.
That opening guitar line, I immediately thought of something, and I think you thought of the exact same
thing.
Yeah,
I'll do it. Here.
Yeah.
Yeah, What Is Life, George Harrison.
Yeah, that was right out of, which I'm fine with.
Quick story without going too long, but I was at Comet Ping Pong, a place in Washington that does great shows, and Brendan Canty was there, the drummer in Death Fix, and he just finished the music, and he had a CD on him. He said, mm-hmm. do you want to hear? He's so excited to pass it along. I said, and it had no writing. It was one of those silver things. And I said, I'm just going to lose it. It's just going to get buried in my, and he said, no, take it. So I did. And of course I immediately got buried in my pile.
He didn't realize what world he was stepping into when he handed you.
And so a week or two later, I find this blank CD. I throw it in. I have no idea what it is. And of course it doesn't tell me what it is. And I listen to it. What is this? This is fantastic. And later it clicked. Oh yeah.
That's what it is.
So really happy. It's first listen right now, Death Fix.
I'm about to blow your mind, Bob Boylan.
Oh.
You might recall a couple shows back. We just did the guest DJ with Brian Ferry, so not counting that one. But the show before him, I played Night Beds. We had the guest DJ, and then I was on last week, and I played Brass Bed.
Right. I was going to hold you to this,
and
I forgot.
You said, next show, we need another bed-related song, and I've got it.
No.
I do. Here it is.
It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick.
What are you doing?
It was made from the feathers of 411 kids, took a whole bowl of cloth for
a
pig.
And I know this.
Eight kids, four hound dogs, and a piggy wheat stone
oh
from the shed.
Oh, my God.
We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed.
Oh,
we didn't
my
get
God.
Much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed.
Yeah. Thanks, man. That was your John Denver. I appreciate that very much. So what are you going to play for us? I cannot believe you just did
John
that.
John Denver.
I just had these great songs in my head.
Now, listen.
I'll listen. I have my turn.
I will not allow you to walk all over my childhood. John Denver was the soundtrack of my childhood.
I'm so
my parents.
Sorry.
There's nothing to apologize
very
for
good.
In there. This is fair enough. You know, there's a new tribute record to John Denver coming out. It's called The Music Is You, a tribute to John Denver. And it's got My Morning Jacket, Sharon Van Etten, Jay Mascis, Lucinda Williams, Blind Pilot.
What did they pay these people?
Josh Ritter, Edward Sharp, and the Magnetic Zeros. And here's why they. I think it's best summed up. I want to play John Denver's "Leaving on a Jet Plane," a song that was made popular by Peter, Paul, and Mary, but he wrote it. And I've got My Morning Jacket doing this song. And I asked Jim James of My Morning Jacket. I said, "So what is it about John Denver's music? Why do you like it?" And here's the note he wrote. "Listening to John Denver's voice is like hearing the wind for the first time as a child. You want to follow the wind and become one with it."
Oh, my gosh.
How are you going to take issue with that? That is beautiful words from a beautiful man about beautiful music. And I listened to this version, My Morning Jacket,
People
doing
are
this
hate
night.
Me.
I listened to the song, and I got all teary-eyed, and I'm going to play it. "Leaving on a Jet Plane," My Morning Jacket from this new John Denver tribute. Monster.
I'll leave that in.
All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. The taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could die. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. There's so many times I've let you down. So many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I think of you. Every song I sing for you. When I come back, I'll bring your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. Now the time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Then close your eyes, I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the times I won't have to say. Oh, kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go.
He wore a nice hat.
John Denver?
Yeah.
You know, I defy you. I think, pick one of your favorite artists making music right now, and you'd never heard that song before in your life, and had any of the associations you I'm sure have from, because, you know, you were an angry teenager, I'm sure, at the time that came in. And they did this song, I bet you would think it was nothing but just absolutely lovely. I just think it's one of the most heartbreaking little pop songs like that that has ever been written.
It can be a real conversation. And we've sort of had this conversation in some ways about context.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And musicians. John Denver, in a movement of music, especially the hippie-based music, folk music from the time that came from, I don't know, a more rebellious sense.
Sure.
He had such a bright, sunshiny feel that it really, you know, remember Lars's song that he played last week?
How could I? I'm still hearing it.
Which was the name of the song was...
Your heartbreaking story makes me sick.
Yes. And I think that wouldn't be too far from the way people felt about John Denver. Again, it's context.
People maybe in your circle.
Of course.
Yeah.
From my place in life.
Well, and then my association is... being a small boy in a little farm town, and my parents listening, they just listened to him all the time. And John Denver wrote songs that were great for kids, like Grandma's Feather Bed. I just thought that was the fun, you know, that song was so much fun to me. And I had a grandmother who did have a feather bed that we played on all the time. You know, it was just, he was on the Muppets, you know, he really, he struck a chord with kids, I think. And a lot of the people who appear on this record, this tribute record, are my age or around my age and probably grew up listening to when they were little kids, too. And it's called The Music Is You, a tribute to John Denver, and it comes out April 2nd.
Well, I'm going to stick with the sort of folky sound.
All right.
There's a group called The Lone Bellow. Around the turn of the year, we did a song on our blog of theirs that I thought was just a captivating, beautiful tune, very American sound. I mean, really great folk sound. And I liked them. I liked them a lot, and I thought they were going to really resonate. And then I went to see them, and I already liked them, But I went to see him in Brooklyn, where they've been for the last 7 years, where they've been making music, and mm-hmm. and they absolutely bowled me over.
Yeah.
Right? And
yeah.
then they came in this week.
Well, yeah, for the Tiny Desk, and I hadn't seen them perform, and I thought, all right, let's see what they got. And wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm going to play a song by the Lone Bellow. This is the opening track to their self-titled record, and it's called Green Eyes and a Heart of Gold.
Green eyes and a heart of gold. All the money's gone and the house is cold, and it's all.
Yeah, that is really wonderful. You know, I do have to say, as fantastic as that was, it doesn't really quite do their live performance justice. You know, and when the Tiny Desk comes out, people need to check that out because it was just amazing.
They're all good. Zach Williams, the singer, he's got the Springsteen in him, right?
Oh, totally. Right. He was so effusive, wrapped up in it, right. And you could just the tension in him as he sang.
A quick, I hate making a really important story really small, but one of the ways Zach Williams started making and writing music is through tragedy when his wife fell off a horse. I mean, these are both very young people in their very early 20s. Fell off a horse and was paralyzed. Oh, and in order to figure a way to deal with it emotionally, he was encouraged by a friend to write. Just write, write, write. And he wrote lyrics. He just is a well of emotion. She has since recovered.
Wow.
They have a family. Living in Brooklyn now. That happened in they were in the South at the time. The Lone Bellow.
Wow. I want to take us out on Waves. This is a rock band from San Diego. We did a webcast with them a while back. These are guys that I've always thought of as a little manic. They're kind of loud, kind of abrasive. When we did the webcast, I remember there being a tremendous amount of profanity in the show.
That's right. I've forgotten that.
And, you know, it was kind of a sort of a ramshackle mess of a performance. And I don't mean that in a bad way. It's just, you know, a lot of their songs are about getting stoned and partying and, you know, boredom.
Yeah.
They've got this new record coming out. It's called Afraid of Heights, and it just feels so much more reflective. It sounds like Nathan Williams, he's the main guy in the band. It sounds like he has done a lot of soul searching in the past year or so. And I want to play the title cut. It's called Afraid of Heights, and this has Jenny Lewis singing harmony on it. Waves, Afraid of Heights.
South by Southwest is coming up March the 12th. And what we know is Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, and Yeah, actually we know more.
What we are at liberty to discuss.
Without, like, yeah.
Violating some, I don't even know.
Yeah. We got Foxygen and
Unknown Mortal Orchestra live webcast on Wednesday, night the 27th.
Of February,
and we'll have that live starting around 9 o'clock. Eastern time, and if you miss it, we'll archive the whole thing, and we'll podcast those shows.
An audio webcast from the Rock and Roll Hotel here in Washington, D.C. I can't wait for people to hear Foxygen live. Really dynamic, super charismatic, and I've not spent much time with Unknown Mortal Orchestra other than liking their record. It's a real quirky, wonderful record. So, thanks, Mr. Hilton.
Thank you, Mr. Bob.
Even with John Denver, I still like you. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Ooh. bug down.